In a world completely overrun by inane media, there are podcasts that rise above the rest. This is not one of those. Two middle-aged white guys from Middle America talk about random shit for about an hour or so. This is the Magical Talking Hat.
Hello, and welcome to the Magical Talking Hat. Because your friends won't tell you you look stupid in that shirt, but we will. I'm Tony.
And I'm William.
And this is, what, episode 11?
11.
11-1 episodes.
That means the next one is 12, which means that we will have been doing this for 3 months.
Roughly. Mm-hmm. You know, that means time for a clip show.
Yeah. That's right, where we...
Remember that time when...
Yeah, we have a conversation and we act like it's just a normal thing and then it flashes back and then when it comes back, we're doing something else.
So how are you doing this week, William?
Good. A lot of progress on the novel. I think before the end of the week I will have completed chapter 20, which is good because there's probably only going to be 27-ish chapters in it. So
cool.
So I extended my deadline 1 week, or 2 weeks actually, and I think I only need a week. And it's going to be okay so far. I feel pretty good about it. But.
They say the last 7 chapters are the really hard ones.
Oh, then I'm doing something wrong. Because that's not the case for me at all.
You haven't gotten to them yet. You don't know.
Well, that's true, but in the last 2 experiences I had, the further the book went along, the much faster and much easier it was. So that was my experience. Maybe that's just the way I tell stories. I don't know. Because for me, developing the characters and sort of showing their evolution over time is really the challenge, and it's hard. And this story, like the rest of them, you go from one character's perspective to another and to another. And when you get closer to the end, the action sort of picks up and sort of the climax of the story. And so, you're basically writing things that are happening, which for me is a lot easier than, writing descriptions of things or trying to seamlessly add to the narrative things that the characters are thinking and feeling.
I always have trouble with the start. And I don't mean, like, mostly this comes up in GMing and game mastering, but it comes in writing too. But, like, when I GM, frequently I know what we're going to do after a little bit, but I have no idea how to get there. I'm like, well, I'm going to start this game, and eventually I want this to happen. And before then, we'll just sort of do, I usually can come up with a generic concept, We'll travel across the country. We'll take a few odd jobs, We'll fight some orcs or whatever. But then when I try and sit down and come up with the adventures leading up to it, I have trouble. And so then it's all sort of drawn out weird. And I'm like, well, I don't think that we're ready yet. We got to do some more stuff before the part that I actually know and care about. And so...
I kind of wonder sometimes how similar different types of storytelling are, or you're talking about a different type than writing a novel, obviously, but
they also obviously
share a lot of
some
things
scary
common.
People write novels and then try and turn them into role playing games or vice versa.
Yeah,
we have had long discussions. If you sit down to a new game and the GM says, "I'm basing this off of this book I'm writing," run away.
Why is that?
Because, generally speaking, they have a very specific idea for how things are going to go, and it kind of defeats the purpose of playing a role-playing game.
Well, I guess that's true. So why would anyone even do that?
Because they think it's awesome.
Well, if I were going to run a role-playing game based on the books I'm writing, it would just be like the world it's in.
Wouldn't yeah, it would be easy with yours. You and I actually discussed this before. Your setting for these books for the What are we going to call them now?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
The Twilight Nerds book, no relation. That setting would make an awesome setting for a role-playing game.
Well, one day I kind of hope to put that together, as a matter of fact.
You might be in trouble. Dresden Files has kind of jumped you on this one a little bit.
Well, what do you mean?
I think the net result would be a very similar setting.
Oh, I suppose it could be.
Let's see, though. But you have no experience with role-playing games, which is going to make it harder.
Yeah.
You should work on that. Or you should pay me.
Well, we were talking about this actually before we started, and maybe we should have recorded that conversation.
Yeah, we actually had a really awesome conversation with my wife that we didn't record, so.
The truth is.
Fuck all y'all.
The truth is, I would much rather collaborate on really just about anything. I really don't like working on any project all by myself.
William gets lonely.
It's not that. It's just I do tend to think that we were talking about how a lot of artists, they might be very creative, but you know, whenever they're given free rein, they make terrible stuff. You know, it seems like their best stuff comes when they're collaborating with
George Lucas.
It seems like their best work comes when they're collaborating with other people. I've long known this about myself. I didn't have to do something and put my heart and soul in it and then realize, oh, wait, this sucks. I just know that I do better when I'm working with other people. So, and I enjoy working with other people. So what's really the point in sitting there struggling by myself with something when I could work with others? But the thing is, it's hard to find people to collaborate with on things, you know. And sometimes you just have to do it yourself. But one of the things I'd like to do if I ever am making a decent living with the stuff that I do with my books or whatever else is, yeah, hire people who I know I can collaborate with and we'll create things together and I will no longer have to do it all by myself. So
that is okay. Like start paying me.
Well, I think you missed the part about when I'm making some money doing what I'm doing.
I really don't have plans to live that long, so...
Well, and I guess we're both out of luck. But yeah, I'm very much into collaboration, and one of the things that I don't enjoy about the work I'm doing right now is how solitary it is. Not because I'm lonely, but because I think it would be so much nicer if someone else was working on it, too.
He is lonely.
I'm not lonely. I have a lot of friends. I have you, for example. You know, I come here every Thursday and talk to you and our listeners. How could I be lonely?
That song that Kim Jong-il sings in... the Team America World Police movie, he was whistling that as he came in tonight.
I don't remember that at all.
By the way, if you're hearing a weird buzz in the background, that's because somebody's mowing their lawn in the neighborhood. And if you're hearing a weird chirping in the background, that's because there's birds. If you're not, then ignore this.
So, your week then, how was it?
It was pretty rough.
Rough?
Yeah, I actually had to go back to Oregon it was supposed to be basically one day, but it ended up being like 3 days.
You went back to Oregon?
Family died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Who
was kind of sudden. My uncle, he's not I call him Uncle Benny, but he's technically, I guess he's my great uncle. No, he's my grandfather's brother.
Your great uncle, yeah.
Okay, he's my great uncle. Your father's But I uncle. Call him Uncle Benny. No, my maternal grandpa. Anyway, my Uncle Benny. And he used to, like, babysit me a lot when I was younger and stuff like that, and he finally bit it. Used to drink like a fish, and I think that finally killed him, but... So I went back for that, and then I had to stay longer. It turns out I was in his will. So he actually bequeathed me some money. So I had to stick around for the reading of the will. And then it got complicated. Actually, he sort of bequeathed me some money. I only could get it if I spent a night in a haunted house.
That's funny.
It wasn't funny. It sucked. Because I decided to try it because it was a decent amount of money.
Now, did your uncle really die?
Yeah. And then I had to go to this haunted house. But it sucked.
Did your uncle really die?
Yes. Otherwise, this wouldn't make any sense.
Yes, it would because you're just making it all up.
But the problem was the house, it was supposed to be haunted, but prior to its supposed haunting, it had been owned by a group, a professional group of skeptics that had, like, sort of formed, like, a fraternity of skeptics. And eventually, as I understand it, participated in some sort of suicide pact because they just were too skeptical about the world as a whole or thought that people were too gullible and they were sick of it. I don't know. But so I did go to the house. But I didn't manage to spend the whole night. Because it wasn't that it was scary. It was really annoying. Because it was just a bunch of ghosts that are like, this can't be possible. This isn't real. What the hell? That's just cheap special effects. Shut up, your cheap special effects. And then every once in a while, one of them would get really determined, and then they would just pop out of existence for a while, but then they'd come back. So I finally left. So I didn't get the money, so it was a really wasted trip. So that sucked.
Right.
You can't just glare at me. That doesn't work on an audio podcast.
Did you really have a death in the family? I'm asking this seriously.
Of course I did. Otherwise, why would I have told that whole story there?
Because you're a jerk.
Well, that's also a possibility. No, I loved my Uncle Benny. He used to, my parents would leave me with him. But he would drink even when he was watching me, because he was just all the time drink. So it got a little awkward at times. But he was fun. I mean, you know, he was drunk, so it was kind of fun. He owned a whole big business. He had a nice house because he owned this whole, his own business. I'm not even sure what it was exactly. I think it was publishing. I'm not even sure.
Well, how old was he?
I don't know. As long as I've known him, he was older than snot. I think he's now, he was in like his 90s. But I mean, like, he would babysit me and he was like in his 70s. And one time, actually, I stayed with him for a weekend once. And I was like, eight, I think, maybe six to eight, somewhere around there. Like, I was in school, but I was still like a kid. And he was sitting around one time, and I was playing, I don't know, I would play board games by myself a lot and stuff, because he would just sit there and drink. But he suddenly gets his idea. He says, Tony, I'm gonna teach you to fire a gun. And I mean, I was a kid, so I was like, okay. But he told me that you couldn't just go start doing that. I mean, I was only like, you know, eight or whatever. So what he said, well, he took me into his office because that's where he said he kept his guns. And he said, first, you need to fire a clerk. If you can fire a clerk, you can fire a gun.
Fire a what?
A clerk in his office. One of his clerks. I think he was in accounting. And he made me go fire, I think the guy's name was Andrew, made me go fire him. And that was awkward. I mean,
why are you making this stuff up? I don't understand.
This was kind of traumatic. I mean, it was fun because I was getting out and doing stuff, but I was eight and I had to fire this guy who was, like, had a family as far as I know. He cried a lot when I did it. So that weighed on me a lot through my adolescence. And then, after I do this, Uncle Benny says to me, that's pretty good. But now, the real way to know you can fire a gun is if you can fire a manager. And he made me go fire one of his managers. So anyway, okay, I'll cut the short. Long story short, end of the weekend, I had fired like six guys. We never got to the guns. I find out years later he just had too much overhead and was downsizing and used me for that. So it was a little rough. I gotta be honest, I didn't cry a lot at the funeral. I cried a lot when I was a little kid, having to fire all those guys, but not so much at the funeral. Also, my week sucked because I found out today that tomorrow is going to be my last day on the temp job I'm doing, and there's basically absolutely no temp job in my future.
Oh.
So I'm unemployed for indefinitely. And that's going to suck. So that was not good.
That's bad news.
Not as bad as my Uncle Benny dying, but
no.
That's rougher. But I saw two movies.
What'd you see?
I saw Waiting for Superman, which is the documentary about how screwed up the educational system is. I'm guessing you've seen it.
I've heard a lot about it. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. It is unusual that I haven't seen it, though.
Because, nerdy stuff like that, you're all over.
All over it.
It is very good. I will say this. If you have school-aged kids, or are planning to eventually have school-aged kids, or you work in the educational field, or are planning to work in an educational field in this country, you should see this movie. If none of those things is the case, I'm not really sure the point, because it's just really depressing.
Yep.
And basically, our educational system sucks. So, made me feel a little bit better about not having kids, so that was awesome. But otherwise, but it's a very well put together documentary. And it has a Simpsons clip in it, which is fun.
That always raises the
it really does.
Quality of the
it does
cinematic experience.
And I saw Bridesmaids last night.
I don't know what that is.
We've talked about this.
I don't
Bridesmaids. Judd Apatow produced this movie that's like all of his other man-child grows up and gets respectable movies, except this one's with women instead of men. But it's all the same, you know, lowbrow, wide dispersal comedies like Knocked Up and Superbad and The Hangover and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I
don't remember talking about
it. Yeah, no, and this has been a big thing because it's all women now in this kind of movie. And so it was like a big deal.
And it's still the same movie.
Sort of.
Probably with only the most superficial and stereotypical changes made.
Well, not so much superficial, but somewhat. I'm still coming to terms with it. Let me say this. It was hilarious. We laughed our asses off. And I will say, in terms of demographic and in terms of recommendation, yeah, it's basically if you liked those movies with dudes, you'll like this movie with chicks. Like, if you liked Knocked Up, if you liked, I don't know, all the other Apatow ones, you will probably like this. And if you didn't like those, you probably will not like this. So William will probably not like this. But
and me alone. Everyone yes. else will.
No. There are definitely other people. But okay. But we laughed a lot. It was pretty damn funny. I should warn people, because people other than William who know of this existence of this film, it is not an ensemble comedy. They make it look that way. That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was hoping for. It's not. It's basically a story about Kristen. Kristen Wiig plays Seth Rogen in this. It's all about her. But see, that was the difference, is before, it's with men, so they're stupid, selfish sort of stoners who eventually sort of mature and things improve and maybe a romance is involved. In this, it was, instead of stupid and selfish stoners, it was hysterical, self-absorbed wine drinkers. So much of the comedy and the story before was based in these guys are idiots and only think about them and are only out for themselves and all this stuff, and they smoke a lot of weed. This one was much more about these women are crazy and just so emotionally spastic and only thinking about things in terms of what's happening to them and not seeing the world around them, and they drink a lot. But otherwise, it was sort of the same formula, and I found that odd, and I'm trying to figure out if that's just stupid or if that's actually valid or if that's just pissing me off. I haven't figured out if this movie offends me. It amused me. I haven't figured out yet if it offends me.
It doesn't strike you that they just sat down with the same formula and said, okay, for guys it's weed, but for women it's wine, and for guys it's, you know, they're
idiots, and for women they're hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That sounds like very stereotype. Same formula, you change three stereotypes, and there you've got your movie. Come on.
Yeah, And there's some of that. And for those of you who also seen the previews, the fat kind of butch looking chick, who's obviously there to be the fat butch chick comedy relief, actually steals the whole damn movie, and she's hilarious. So have faith in her. They really did some great stuff with her, and I want to see that actress more. When I originally saw the thing, I'm like, oh, and we brought the fat chick, of course. But no, she's awesome. Unfortunately, the chick who plays Aaron from The Office and the chick who was in Reno 911 were two of the big reasons I saw this, and they do have great bits, but it's very short. So I was not good. Fun fact, though.
Okay.
During this, we saw a trailer for Friends with Benefits, which is a film with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis about two people who are tired of love, so they decide that they're going to be friends and just have sex, but it won't be a romance, and then hijinks ensue. And you may remember this movie because it came out a few months ago called No Strings Attached with Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman in the exact same situation. Now, the movie looks like something I never, ever, 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 ever want to see, and I'm kind of sorry it was made. That being said, it looks 10 times better than the Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman one. I found that very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's lesser of two very, very evils, but, like, it looks way... Like, when the Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman one, I'm watching it going, why would anyone ever see this? This one, I'm like, I will never see this. But I can understand that certain people would, and that's fine.
Justin Timberlake, you said.
Yes.
He's actually a very good actor. Right? He's a quite a significant talent.
I think it's even funny is what it comes down to. I think what it is Ashton Kutcher... Well, okay, sorry. Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake... actually funny.
Mm.
Natalie Portman, not funny. Good actress, not funny per se. Mm. Ashton Kutcher, a waste of life force.
Oh, come on.
He was not good in that 70s show, but honestly, I wish no ill on anybody. I'm very bad. I'll be okay if he dies. I don't wish him to die, but I'll be alright if he does.
That's terrible.
It really is, but so is he.
No, he's not.
Oh, God.
No, he's from here. He's not far away.
I know, which makes it all the worse.
Okay.
Everything he does is awful. You ever see the fucking Guardian?
No.
This fucking Coast Guard movie with Kevin Costner?
No.
Awful. Ever see Butterfly Effect?
Yeah. And it,
awful.
I didn't like it.
You ever see anything he's in other than that 70s show? Awful. So that's what I have to say about that.
Okay.
And I finished book 7 of the Dresden Files.
Yes, that's right.
Also, friend and nagging aunt of the show, Mark, finally put his artwork where his mouth is, and after bitching about my banner, he created a new banner that's actually just the old banner, but it's cleaned up. As some of you have noted, the writing on the banner on the blog looks like shit. And that's because of two things. One, it's MS Paint. And two, I don't care and didn't try. But so he took the same artwork and just cleaned up the resolution and stuff and put in a new font on there. And as soon as I can figure out what the hell to do with the weird files that he sent me, I will put it up there because it's pretty.
Well, that's so wonderful. That. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, we have big news.
Well, I thought you were going to die on me or something.
Big news.
I can't do this by myself.
Big news. You can't even do this with me.
I know.
Big news.
Yeah?
The hat.
Okay.
Is on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The magical talking hat is on Facebook, people. And unfortunately, I skipped the part where it told me how to put a button on the blog so that you could just like it from there. And I'm having trouble figuring out how to do it now. But it's there. So find the magical talking hat on Facebook and like it. 20 people like it so far.
Including me.
Yes.
Maybe I'm 21. I don't know.
And the other day, 19 people liked it. And it told me 16 of my friends liked it. And I was like, 3 people like this who aren't my friends. Holy crap.
Wow.
And so I go to check who that might be.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is not my friend. I'm assuming it's a listener to the show, but it's not somebody that I know, but we've got like 7 friends in common, and it's like you and Abby and other people. So I'm like, it's probably just somebody else, like a friend of yours who's listening, and that's cool. And then I looked, and I couldn't find it anymore, and I finally figured out that this one guy who is a friend of mine was not my Facebook friend because his wife was, and I had gotten confused. So I fixed that. And then I'm looking, and I can't find the third one, and I can't figure it out, and I'm comparing lists of like my friend, like the thing that said it with my friends and the thing said it. And you know who it was?
No.
Me.
Oh.
Because you can't be your own Facebook friend.
That's right.
So that's what it was, so. This is what you get. You either get lies or you get boring. Either way, that's all you got.
Lesson learned.
Anyway, more people should get on there and like it, because that would be awesome.
Yes, we would be very grateful.
So much.
You have a lot to say about your week.
I do. Well, it seems like it's been longer than a week since we did this.
It kind of does, yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't either.
We're going to have to come up with some... We're going to have to get ahead on episodes or have some backup episodes in the wings. Because sometime in July, I'm going to go on vacation.
Yeah, we'll have to... That shouldn't be too hard.
Well, especially now, because I'm not working.
Well, right, but we can get, go talk we to the Quad together, Cities guys. We get together and do this, and I'm here for an hour. I could easily be here an extra hour. You know, we
could I don't know that I could handle you being in my house that long.
But if we do that, if we record like 2 at a time, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the whole how was your week and then make stuff up about the week that's coming.
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't be awesome.
For once, you would have an exciting week because you would just make shit up. Got attacked by a shark.
I think if we do that, then we have to go right to the hat. Just pull stuff out of the hat.
This one time, I found... No. No, what I think is we do the whole thing with the Quad Cities guys, and we record some episodes with them, and then we just save those, and when we need a filler, stick one of those in. And the best part about that plan is that it means it's going to be a while and nobody knows when that the Quad Cities guys episodes will play, and that'll really piss them off.
Well, it'll make them keep up with listening. Of course, all they have to do is listen to the first few minutes and realize, oh, not my thing. So then...
I'm still hoping it's going to piss them off.
Okay.
But by the way, hello, Joe. We have a new listener, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe, she worked with me and will keep working with me through tomorrow, but me and a different couple of listeners, there's a couple of people near us who listen, and after talking about it enough, she decided she really wanted to check it out, so at work she plugged in her headphones and she went through the entire back catalog of all 10 episodes.
Wow.
In this week, so she's all caught up now. So, hi Joe, how's it going? And she's now listening, she's done listening to those, so now she's listening to stuff on Podio Books. And she's discovered the joy of listening to headphones at work. Which I have made possible. Slowing down work productivity for the whole world. One listener at a time.
You should be so proud.
I'm readjusting our number of listeners. I think we're more in... I think we're under 30.
Oh.
I'm getting that feeling now.
What? Why?
I don't really know.
Okay.
But I'm using the force. but they're good under 30. We love you people. Fuckers. Yes, so keep listening and keep writing in and tell your friends who have no taste to also listen.
Because you know you have. You know you have friends who have no taste.
I gotta find out if Mick listens. Mick, if you're listening, let us know you're listening, because I wanna know. If not, I'm gonna hunt you down.
You're mentioning a lot of our listeners or potential listeners on
the show. I don't know. I think it's fun. When I listen to podcasts and I write in and they say my name, I think it's cool.
Okay.
Mick's dad tried to Facebook friend me tonight.
Craig did.
No, crap. Not Mick's friend, though.
Oh, I see.
A guy with a different name, but that was his last name, and we have one friend in common that's Mick.
Oh.
So, we'll talk about it later. Apparently, this could be some espionage, so...
Maybe I just misunderstood also, what you just said.
Also, a weird person sent me a message today and was like, hey, Anthony, do you live in Iowa City? We should get together and talk. And then the picture was like a lingerie model or something. And so it was like the Facebook message equivalent to those pop-up ads that are like, local girls in Iowa City are looking for you. Like, it was that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which was weird. I didn't know Facebook had those.
I guess.
Yeah. I did not friend her.
But it's probably a good move.
Yes. So it's exactly 30 minutes.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now? Half the show we're shooting the breeze and half the show we're drawing things.
No, I just, when I get bored, I look at what time it is.
Okay.
I can keep going. I'll tell you more stories about my Uncle Benny.
That's all right.
Seriously, I was 80, made me fire like 6 of his guys. It was so rough.
So, the hat then.
Bastard. Took my innocence.
Okay, hat.
If you draw Azure Talon, you're out of the family.
Oh my god.
Did you?
Yes.
Seriously, he can't have more than like 3 questions left in there.
This Dear magical talking hat, Blue Claw.
Yeah. Says, what?
Talk about soup. Soup is good food. That's what I hear.
We don't eat a lot of soup this time of year.
Summertime? No, not really.
Trish is very big on the seasons of the foods. And when Trish and I got together, Trish got the impression from somewhere that I did not like soup.
Is that, I mean,
it took a few years for her to get
there. Do people not like, how can you not like soup? It's like saying you don't like beverages, you know, there's so many kinds of soup. How could you just say you in general don't like soup?
Well, and that's why I'm confused about this. I will admit, growing up, my homemade soup experiences tended not to be great. God, I hope my mom never listens to this. But, yeah, I don't really know. And the truth is, we come up with some awesome soups. She makes some... Well, you know, you've had some of her soups.
I've been over here and lost some
of her freaky vegan soups.
Good, they're good soups.
And, like the black bean one with the Israeli couscous, which I always found a little bit racist, but interesting. The curried squash one that's all blended. Oh, I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I eat that. Like, I literally am, like, licking the bottom of the pan with that one. I love that stuff. Soups are tasty, but yeah. Not this time of year. This time of year, we do a lot of salads, a lot of pasta salads.
Fruit salads. Things you don't have to cook or that aren't hot necessarily.
Yes. Delivery.
Soup.
That Shave Ice place is open.
I didn't know that.
You should go there sometime. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
I always didn't think I liked, because like growing up, remember snow cones?
Yep.
Snow cones kind of suck.
Yeah.
But you never think they're going to suck. They sound good and you get them and you're like, this kind of sucks.
My friend who sometimes listens, Jasmine, from over in near Boston, she was raised by circus folk.
Awesome! Does she have webbed feet?
No, but she has awesome stories. And, her dad was a barker at the freak shows and stuff. And she wasn't allowed to have snow cones or cotton candy, because that's for the suckers.
Really? <Yeah. laughs> Awesome.
I mean, and then when you think about it, oh yeah, because you know, snow cones, it's just ice with some flavoring squirted on top, and a cotton candy, there's nothing to it.
And it also sucks. It also sounds good, and then you eat it. And you're like, yeah. But no, but here's the thing: so snow cones suck, and in my mind, snow cone, shave ice. Same damn thing.
I suppose.
So then we try to shave ice down here because our friends tell us that we have to. And first of all, shave ice is definitely different. It's much more... Snow cones are very granular to me and sort of have like little chunks of ice.
Yeah.
This is much more... It's really like the consistency of snow. So it's much more melt in your mouth, light and fluffy kind of thing, which is nice. But here's the big thing, and this may be true for snow cones too, I don't know. But the syrups have gotten way more awesome. Hmm. the syrups do not just taste like blue or sugar or, you know, like there's some really awesome flavors. And so that Shave Ice place rocks. Okay. And they have like 60 flavors or something. And then you get different combinations that are really good. Oh. And my favorite, actually, I've invented some of my own too, but my favorite that they have is called Barbie. Because it comes out kind of all pink and cute looking, so that's why they call it that. But it's pink lemonade and guava together. Mm. And it's really good because the sort of tartness of the pink lemonade and the real sweetness of the guava, oh, it's so good together. It's very tasty.
How do they flavor these syrups? Just artificially flavored?
Or? I don't know. It's a very small stand, so I'm going to guess they don't do it there. Hmm. But I don't know.
Curious.
So, soup.
Shaved ice, if you don't eat it fast enough, becomes soup.
Not everything that's liquid just gets to be called soup. Not even everything that you can eat that's liquid just gets to be called soup. Like,
is that right?
Soup is a title that must be earned.
Okay. How does something earn the title soup? Since we're talking about soup.
It's a complex set of challenges put forth by the elusive and arcane soup masters.
You mean like clam chowder versus tomato fight?
I'm risking my security clearance by telling you this much. I really... I should stop. Okay, new question. she was just 15 years old as she stole my powerhouse.
Dunno.
It's an old line from Laughing.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's an old line from an outtake of Laughing. Hey, guess what? Hmm. Not fucking Azure Talon.
Oh.
From Jen. We haven't heard from you in a while, Jen.
Oh, no.
I hope you're still listening.
I hope so, too.
Jen says, at what age and what quantity of cats does one get labeled a crazy cat lady? I think I know what this question is really about, and the answer is yes, Jen, I'm afraid so.
Well, that's too bad.
No, actually, I only think Jen's got a couple of cats, so.
Well.
And some dogs and stuff. She's just a crazy animal lady. But, I think when you... Here's the thing. Apparently, there is a legal limit to how many you can have without getting a special, like, animal boarding license or something. And I believe that's pretty much the limit. If you're breaking the law with the number of cats you have, you're a crazy cat lady.
Really? Because I always thought it was more of a... It's not really about the cats. First, if you have more than... You probably have to have more than one. Maybe more than two. But if the kids in the neighborhood, if you yell at them a lot to get off your lawn, then you're going to be the crazy cat lady no matter what.
Clint Eastwood's a crazy cat lady?
Well, you know, so long as you're still a lady.
There's a difference between a crazy cat lady and a crazy lady with cats.
Is there?
Well, sometimes they can be the same thing, but it's not. A crazy cat lady is a crazy lady with cats. Not all crazy ladies with cats are crazy cat ladies.
Well, that's what the kids are going to call you on the block. I mean, I'm just saying.
Trust me, the truth is not based in what kids call you on the block.
Well, I thought it was when it came to who's called a crazy cat lady.
You've been listening to those kids too much.
Because who else calls someone crazy cat lady other than the kids on the block, is what I'm saying.
Me.
You do.
Which is why I have the authority. No, because somebody who shall remain nameless, but who might have given birth to a person that I might have married, has a fair number of cats. And as it was explained to me at one point, technically they have gone beyond the number legally allowed.
Well, how many is that? Where they are?
Well, again, this is all very hypothetical, but I believe it was five.
Five is they can have five, or five
can
is passive.
Have five.
And so, how many does this person have?
I don't know now. I haven't been there in a while. But hypothetically, when this came up, I believe they had six. And after watching a show recently, according to experts, the number of litter boxes you're supposed to have is the number of cats you have plus one. Hmm. So, holy shit. Yeah, seven litter boxes.
That's a lot of litter boxes.
I don't know. I might be a crazy cat lady.
The thing about the whole crazy cat lady thing is, okay, so one standard for what makes a crazy cat lady is the neighborhood kids. I still think that's the standard, because I don't think anyone else really calls someone a crazy cat lady except them. But if you're talking about, like, you're making a sitcom or a TV show and you're going to have a character, you know, a trope, crazy cat lady, how many cats should she have? You know, that... Again, that character strikes me as not really being so much about the fact that they have a lot of cats. It's, you know, they're a little bit crazy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They do other crazy things besides just have lots of cats.
What is the book that talks about mental illness, the mental illness diagnosis thing? The DVM or DMS or D...
I don't know.
Well, that thing... We should look up Crazy Cat Lady in that.
Maybe we should.
Because I think it's a real clinical thing.
A person who just owns a lot of cats, they also have to be crazy.
Yes.
And maybe the whole reason they have a lot of cats is because they're crazy.
Well, and something I think we can all agree on. If you tend to go around town yelling at people and then throwing a cat at them out of your vast collection, a la The Simpsons, you are a crazy cat lady.
I suppose that there's a certain number of cats that a person would have to be crazy to have that.
Also, if you have dead cats hanging in your house for a long period of time, of which you are unaware or unconcerned because you have so many, you are a crazy cat lady.
Are you going to start doing some kind of...
Like... No. That's come up on reality shows. Where the ASPCA shows up and there's all these horrible, like...
I thought maybe you'd do some Foxworthy thing of not cat. Rednecks, but crazy... You might be a crazy cat lady.
Oh, don't tempt me.
That's what it sounded like when you were
doing
it.
That reminds me, by the way, our new popular game.
Yeah.
You know our popular game?
Well, no.
Movies that sound like people shitting?
Oh, jeez. Why did you have to bring that up again?
Because it's insanely popular. Holy crap. The day after we aired that?
Yeah.
Me and two listeners at work would not stop talking about it. We got so little done because we just kept coming up with these. And then I came home to find out that Azure Talon had started a Facebook comment on it, which he had tagged me in, which meant that every comment got me an email, and I came home to like 18 emails. It was insane. But game is over. Game is ruined.
Ruined?
Yes, because of Azure Talon. Because he looked up a website.
Is he your arch enemy now?
Apparently. Grossnames.com. It's a website somebody already created of movie titles that sound like people shitting. Oh. And so now it's all over.
Okay, good.
Favorite of mine, some of you may have already seen on Facebook. I think my favorite all around was Wag the Dog. My personal favorite that I came up with was Something's Gotta Give. And the one that caused me the most sort of brain injury when I heard it was The Ring. Although I do want to give honorable mention today to, it was either Azure Talon or Vermont who came up with The Lodger. But that's pretty much it.
Okay.
William was not very good at this game.
I did think of a really, really horrible one, but I will never tell you what it is.
Oh, this is why all the children hate you.
Never.
I
will go to my grave with it, except I think I told someone what it was, and maybe they'll tell you.
Who'd you tell?
I hope they won't tell you.
There's literally only one person you would have told. I will ask them.
You'll be mad.
I'll be mad?
Yeah, you'll like... If... No, never mind.
You know that she and I just poke each other all day long on Facebook.
Uh-huh. That's...
It's weird. Nobody else poked me, but she poked me, and now we just, like, whenever we remember, we, like, poke back.
Steven!
Steven Gerb from Siberia? From
Serbia.
Serbia?
Yes.
Steven from Serbia!
Hope you're still listening. Will there be a good Dungeons & Dragons movie before the first World of Warcraft movie? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say no. Now, get the question. Will there be a good Dungeons & Dragons movie before the first World of Warcraft? Yes. Doesn't have to be a good World of Warcraft.
No.
It just has to be one. Is there going to be a good Dungeons & Dragons movie before that? And I would guess no.
And I think there already is.
You do not think that.
Come on. Marlon Wayans. Jeremy Irons. Thora Birch clearly trying to pay some bills.
No, it
thing was awesome.
Very bad.
It really was.
And I don't understand why it's so hard. You've got tons and tons of material. A story would practically write itself because, you know, it does. Every, you know, thousands of times a day probably when people role play to Dungeons & Dragons, you would think that a decent Dungeons & Dragons script would not be hard. You would think that if the studio really wanted a good script, they could just go out and find people who are doing great games right now who might have some good ideas. I realize they're not the same thing, but who might have some good ideas, and then some screenplay writers can go, okay, yeah, I can do something with that, do something with that.
I mean, because sometimes awesome games don't translate well.
No, I know. That's why you can't have a gamer do it. You have to have a screenplay writer do it. But the screenplay writer can take cues from the gamers and go, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, or that's a good plot, whatever. There's got to be a way. You know, I'm not even a Dungeons & Dragons player, obviously, but it's...
Obviously.
It's cool.
Plebes.
It's cool, but... And I think it would make a good movie, you know, world, and it seems like it would be easy, relatively easy to do. So I couldn't believe they screwed it up.
Yeah. On the other hand, I think it's going to be a damn long time before we get our fucking World of Warcraft movie.
I'm not sure there's ever going to be one of those.
Yeah, it's taken too long. Like, there was a time when it was, like, always just on the horizon, but...
Well, I think there's some, someone celebrating outside.
And my wife is yelling back at them. I don't know what's going on.
I think we're going through a time right now with films where... Okay, so some new technologies came around for special effects, and... People were rushing out to make these movies, and they weren't even really thinking about what they were going to look like. And I think now people are kind of getting burnt out on all of that. And so you don't have studios sort of jumping into these big special effects movies quite like they were. They still are, but...
Well, you know what they're doing now. They're just remaking every goddamn thing ever.
Well, yeah.
It's getting really kind of ridiculous right now.
That's true, but... But you'd think a Dungeons & Dragons movie would be pretty easy to do, but I just don't think they're ever going to do a good one. And as Worlds of Warcraft, I still think it's going to happen.
Well, the big dream with the World of Warcraft one is do it CGI and just let Blizzard do it. Just a 2-hour CGI. Because the videos that they do and the cutscenes and stuff are awesome in the game.
Yeah, you'd think that would be an option, but that idea is too simple and too good, so they'll never do it.
That's what it is.
I don't mean to be so cynical today about the movie industry, but I really am, for some reason.
I don't have to be cheery and optimistic, do I?
No.
Good. So welcome. This is the episode where we're all just a bunch of bitter assholes.
I don't know why I'm feeling that way, but I really, really am. Maybe it's because of what we were talking about before we started. We were talking about art and what makes good art and collaborations and stuff, and it just sort of set me off for the current state of popular art, I guess.
But I'm really excited about the movie with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman switching places that's coming out.
Yeah.
No.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You hear of a movie ever called Freaky Friday?
Well, yeah.
You hear of a dozen movies ever that are that same movie?
Yeah.
They're doing it a goddamn again.
Huh. Why?
Probably the same reason they did the last one. But this time, usually it's like a parent-child thing.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's a family man, single guy who are friends thing.
Oh.
And, yeah. I hate the world.
So, they can
and the problem
see...
is I like both of those guys.
Well, yeah, I don't
Jason
know.
Bateman, Ryan Reynolds,
yeah,
like them both.
Jason Bateman, sure.
Ryan Reynolds, before he became a big name, was good.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, Jason Bateman, I remember when he was, you know, a kid on TV and stuff. So.
The Hogan Family! Another one of those weird damn shows that, like, the person died and they decided to keep going. That's always a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So, another question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can have four. I want four questions. I like that.
This one's for you, Uncle Benny. Don't give me that look. Have some respect for the dead.
Exactly. That's exactly my feeling.
Hey! Steven gets a twofer tonight.
All right.
I don't know for sure, because I am not a magical talking hat myself, but I suspect this is something of a digest of the original email.
Okay.
Just a hunch I have. Steven wants to know what games we enjoy, and some of his particular preferences are Portal 2, Magicka, and Minecraft. So I assume we're talking about video games here. You know, I keep wanting to try Minecraft. I hear a lot about it, and it sounds fun. So I kind of want to check that out.
The video games I like to play are all cooperative. So
me too.
So if lately we haven't been able to find very many good ones, so I've just been watching other people play video games because I kind of enjoy just watch other people play. And I have to say that of the video games I've been watching other people play, the Fallout games, or at least Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas are pretty fun to watch.
Oh, so you guys actually did New Vegas also?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to it eventually. I needed kind of a break after Fallout 3. But, I mean, I'm behind. I need to do New Vegas. I also need to do Mass Effect 2. I also need to do Dragon Age 2. I also need to do Fable 3. I also need to do Uncharted and Uncharted 2, so I'm kind of behind. I haven't played a lot of video games lately.
The Uncharted ones are good to watch, too. But we're kind of hoping to do some cooperative gameplay here in the near future with Dungeon Siege 3, I think it
yes.
is.
Because that's actually going to be on the console.
Yeah, War in the North.
I have one for you, actually. Now that the PlayStation Network is back up. Woohoo! There's a downloadable one that came out like 2 days before it went down called Dungeon Hunter Alliance, I believe.
Mm.
And it's total generic Diablo clone kind of thing.
Mm.
But cooperative play, you know, like the Baldur's Gate and Champions of Norrath and stuff. And it's like $13.
Huh.
So you should download that and play it.
I'll have to look at that. The last cooperative play game that we had was Little Big Planet, which we enjoyed. I didn't like playing it as much as the rest of the family did. I don't know why. I guess if I'm doing cooperative play with someone, it's like a particular type of game that I like, I guess. But a
the
Little
sack
Big Planet
people made him uncomfortable.
No. It was very let's put it this way. There's a reason I'd rather watch people play than play myself. And it's mostly because the whole controller thing. I can play several hours of a game and still not master just the controller and being able to do things really fast. So you know, I'll be playing with other people in a group, and they're moving along and they're doing all this stuff, and I'm, you know, just trying to remember which button to push to jump and stuff like that. So,
and in most of the co-op ones you play, you just have to hold down the X button to attack stuff and then move the controller forward to move forward.
Right. Well, and if it's just me and one other person, that, of course, makes it easier. And I can kind of let them lead, and I just sort of wait.
Oh, yeah. Four-player Little Big Planet gets kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Although we've done it. I've enjoyed Little Big Planet a lot. I have yet to finish it, though. I mean, beat all the levels, because that last world is a pain in the ass.
I think the game...
Trish kind of gave up on it, so...
I think the game that I enjoyed stylistically the best in the last couple years is Brutal Legend.
Really?
Yeah. It had a...
The Jack Black heavy metal themed fantasy game?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very clever, I thought. It had some issues as far as this. There are side quests, and some of them are pretty repetitive. Basically, you go somewhere. Oh, we're going to ambush someone, and you ambush these people. And it's really the same in this location as in that location. And there's not really anything interesting, or you don't get any new kind of object or anything like that. But the story was cool, and the characters were pretty cool, and I thought the gameplay was pretty fun to watch. And Jack Black was entertaining to listen to. Oh, and, you know, and Ozzy Osbourne is in it, and a whole bunch of other people.
And I've heard that the game is actually funnier if you keep the bleeps on.
Well, the game itself sort of says that some people think it is. I can imagine how that might be true, but I don't think...
In general, I'm opposed to censorship, but I have seen it in stuff. Venture Brothers is a good example. I've watched Venture Brothers without the bleeps. It's always funnier because it's always sort of nebulous what they said.
Yeah.
And when you hear it, you're like, oh, they just said fuck. That's boring.
Whereas
otherwise, it's like, what swear word could that have been?
Well, and the thing about it is in the game, the beep is not very well timed. So you pretty much always know what they said. Because you're right. That's really what makes it funny is if you know they said something, but you can't really tell what, and that kind of makes it funny.
Oh, but the one where it goes, beep,
yeah.
You're like,
Then it's not. It's really not that fun. And it's not like the swearing in it is funny. It's just something they do.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was a really interesting. It was just interesting to see them create a world that was based on heavy metal. You know what it looked like and what kind of characters would be in it. So I thought that was kind of fun.
Also, in the mindless online crap, I've been getting back into the Gemcraft games. For those of you who like tower defense, it's one of the coolest tower defense games out there. I'll put a link to the first one out there. There's now a third one that was recently released out there. It's very cool. It's tower defense, but it has some interesting sort of strategy to it. So I would recommend that. And of course, Plants vs. Zombies is awesome. You ever play Plants vs. Zombies?
Nope.
It's awesome.
Okay.
You guys should download it for the PS3. Seriously, that game is awesome.
Well, you know, we need to play Portal 2 ourselves. We think it's going to be...
I can't play it.
Pretty great. Why?
First person. Oh. I can't play first person games. I puke.
Okay.
So I missed out on a lot of cool ones. Half-Life, Half-Life 2, Portal, Portal 2, all the Halo stuff.
Yeah, I have a hard time with first-person games usually, but, you know, if I sit far enough back or whatever, then I'm usually okay.
Yeah.
Or if I drive, sometimes I'm all right.
You can't drive and play video games at the same time. That's much worse than driving and texting.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have admitted that I do that.
Mm.
Are you okay today?
Welcome to the night. The night of a thousand awkward pauses.
Oh,
I'm just between not having a job and poor Uncle Benny. It's been rough.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It is rough. But, you know, we're here for you. Me and all the listeners.
Listeners, are you here for me?
You know they are.
Really?
Sure.
Give me a hug. Oh my god! I discovered the coolest thing.
What's that?
Wonder Pets!
I thought we've already talked about them.
Did we talk about Wonder Pets?
I thought we did.
No, we talked about them at the graduation party.
Well, I thought we talked about them before that because I knew what they were when you were talking about them at the graduation party.
And you did?
And the only way I would have known what they were at the graduation party is if you talked about them before, which That's might not true. Have been on here, but I think it was.
I talked about Lenny the high-functioning addict and
maybe
Tuck the turtle with space, with personal space issues. And
did you not link Wonder Pets?
I wouldn't know what to link. Anyway,
oh, I thought there
you
was
should check out Wonder Pets. It's a little kids show.
maybe you just talked to me about it.
They sing a lot. Like, they sing just regular sentences, but sometimes they don't. It's ridiculous, and I love it. And it has such awesome lines.
Yes, because you talked about babysitting.
Yeah.
Over there.
And but I babysit over there a lot.
Yeah, but it was, you'd been doing some babysitting that week. And you said you discovered something interesting over there.
And did I talk about Godzilla?
No, I don't think you talked
about Godzilla. That would have been the same
time. But I don't think
you talked about it. No, the time was interesting was the Strawberry Shortcake Inception.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And that was the time before, and that sucked.
That's right, sorry.
The next time we did the Godzilla, which is the old 1970s cartoon Godzilla, with Godzuki, and then Wonder Pets.
Okay, so when did you talk to me about Wonder Pets then, if it wasn't here?
I thought it was over there.
Well, that wasn't the first time over there. It was.
I thought it was the first time. Well, I also mentioned it on Facebook a little bit. Well, remember, because I'm penning my own episode, Wonder Pets Save the Economy.
Right. And
this
then,
is Suius.
When did you say that?
That was like the night after the babysit, like that night.
Okay.
And which then, was the day before the graduation
and
party.
And then I thought I came here and you told me what that meant.
No, because it was the night before the graduation party that that happened. But you're right. I think we have had an episode since then, though.
Well, I'm sure we talked about it before the graduation party because I knew what you were talking about because we'd already talked about it. But I don't know when that would have been.
Well, I don't like you anyway, so.
Okay.
Anyways, check out Wonder Pets. Okay, so I'm going to have to link Wonder Pets.
But you don't know what to link. You just said
Gemcraft. And Gross Names. Okay. You got anything to plug? He asked repetitively. Pointlessly, virtually rhetorically.
No, you know my. Everyone knows where my website is.
I sent Joe wanted to get your books, so I tried to get her there.
Great, please read them.
Don't read them, just buy them.
But you know
what isn't what you never mentioned about your books?
What's that?
For cheaper than the cost of your books, you can buy them as PDFs.
That's correct. You can.
So, if you're a cheap-ass bastard...
For almost nothing, you can download the PDF.
The prices have altered. It's more than it was.
Well, yes,
one's like $5 and one's like $3.50 now.
Even to download?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, okay,
yeah, I was surprised, because back in the day, they were like
$1.50. $1.25, yeah. It's...
No, they're not, but...
Okay, well, sorry about that. If they're, you know, $5, that seems like a lot for a PDF.
I'll let y'all know where you can BitTorrent them. Okay, I have nothing to plug either, except all the stuff I already said.
Well, then I want to thank Azure Talon, Jen, and Steven for their
And thanks, Steven, twice.
And thank you, Steven, twice.
That's not his last name.
Oh.
You should just thank him again.
Thank you, and thank you, Steven, twice.
Well done. So that's it.
That's all. The end.
We'll talk to you later. Enjoy your burrito. We might be able to get sued for that now. I shouldn't say that. Don't enjoy it. But no, dude, I don't know. Anyway, please disregard the last almost an hour and 4 minutes. So good night.
See you for episode 12.
And rest in peace, Uncle Benny.
Please disregard the previous hour of useless audio. This has been a production of the Magical Talking Ant Podcast. If you would like to contact us, and I don't know why you would, please do so at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. All music is provided courtesy of Jay Underberg. More of his PodSafe audio can be found at podsafeaudio.com/J_Underberg. Thank you.